The blitz starts now.
One man, an icon to three generations of American football fans in three different areas: coaching, broadcasting, and gaming. That man, John Madden, who embodied everything football. He started as a player before his career was cut short due to injury. But older American football fans likely remember John Madden when he coached the Oakland Raiders in the 1970s. His no-nonsense attitude gaining him the loyalty of his players, a Super Bowl win, and when he retired, the winningest coach in NFL history. A coaching career that was capped by an induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame would have satisfied most people, but not John Madden. Most middle-aged football fans likely only know John Madden from his second act, and what an act it was. After coaching, Madden spent the next three decades in the broadcast booth as a flamboyant analyst.
But you can't make yourself one-dimensional.
With over 15 Sports Emmy Awards, he's widely considered the greatest football analyst ever for his ability to explain the game in simple yet entertaining terms. John Madden was one of the most famous and recognizable people in all of American football. During the season, it would seem like he would appear everywhere. But one place you would never find John Madden was at an airport.
John Madden did not like to fly at all. He was claustrophobic. So he took a bus everywhere around the country, and it said Madden Cruiser along the side of the bus, so everybody knew who was inside. And he stopped all the time at small little cafes in order to eat and talk to people and learn what their life was like. He loved it. He loved getting to know people. He was the ultimate man of the people.
Big completion on third and one.
Younger football fans, those under 30 years old, probably only know Madden by the video game that bears his name. Madden NFL, one of the most popular sports video games of all time, has sold over 130 million copies and generated nearly $4 billion. John Earl Madden, a man whose stature is unmatched in a uniquely American sport. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.